Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. A historic regime change full of uncertainty in West Africa. After 22 years in power, Gambian President Yahya Jammeh fled into exile over the weekend after finally admitting defeat by challenger Adama Barrow. In the country's most recent election, he once proclaimed he would rule for a billion years and defied the international community and his own military since the beginning of December. But he's finally gone. Dion Searcy is the West Africa Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times, speaking to us from Dakar, Senegal. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks so much for having me.
Does this settle things down in Gambia? What's the feeling like right now?
I think in Gambia right now, there's a lot of euphoria, you know, over the fact that for Barrow supporters that Jammeh is gone. But there's a lot of uncertainty right now. I mean, this is a country without a president. I mean, the president is just a few miles from my house here in Dakar. He hasn't been able to return home because apparently the situation isn't secure. It hasn't been deemed secure by the international forces that are in there right now.
Does this count as a peaceful transfer of power, even though there was an election, and given the fact that there are forces inside Gambia trying to preserve order?
Certainly. I mean, and there were no shots fired. No one died. There wasn't violence. President Jammeh left of his own accord. He was certainly persuaded to leave by the Ghanaian president and, a cadre of international leaders who had been flying in to try to get him to go. And yes, I think the presence of foreign troops certainly may have helped. But he had pledged to defend the country. It's the threat of violence sent tens of thousands of people scurrying across the border, you know, fearing for their lives that this would be a bloody outcome. And nothing like that happened. So it was quite peaceful.
In terms of trade and the economy, what was interrupted in this period of time, if anything, and how quickly will things get back to normal, economically speaking?
Well, a lot of shops were shut down. I mean, the streets were a ghost town while things worked out. But I think already things are starting to come back open. I mean, Gambia's had a really pretty rough economy. I mean, the last 22 years under President Jammeh's rule have been difficult for a lot of people. He threw a lot of people in jail who opposed him. He carried out some pretty erratic literal witch hunts, said he could cure AIDS with herbs and a banana and a prayer. I mean, this is a guy who hasn't kept the country really, you know, running economically so well. I mean, thousands of people have fled to Europe to find jobs. And so President Barrow says that is his chief priority right now, is getting the economy back on track, but he has no specifics.
And what would be the orderly transfer of power? The president comes back, and then is there anything that has to happen in the parliament itself? And what does this say about the quality and the power of regional authorities to intervene without causing bloodshed?
It's definitely a peculiar situation. And for the transfer of power, I mean, the guy just has to get there. You know, he's going to fly in. He told me yesterday, I interviewed him in his living room in his house here in Senegal. He's going to take a plane there, and he's appointing his cabinet today and just get down to business. The holdup is a little surprising. I think we're going on day five, where he has been president and hasn't been home yet. So apparently, you know, I think they want to make sure that the military forces are really going to be loyal to him. He'll be back as soon as he can be, I'm sure.
So a weary uncertainty with some optimism in your voice there, Dion Searcy, West Africa Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks for speaking to us from Dakar.
Thank you so much.
The Takeaway is supported by Enterprise Florida, working to promote Florida as a premier business destination for companies interested in relocation or expansion. More information at floridathefutureishere.com.